Fania.
Hi.
We did it. We're here.
We are. Sorry, I just swallowed my own spit.
You also ate very quickly so that we could have this moment to record.
That's true.
You're still a busy lady. I feel like you have the stories. You have to tell me all about the show. It was the show last week.
Oh my God, it was so good. It was okay. So as y'all know, I did the very loosely wrote a musical. Basically, like, wrote scenes, and then I, you know, sewed them together with popular songs where I changed lyrics for some and, you know, whatever, edited them. It was so awesome. The musical was called The Lost and Found musical. Sometimes when you're lost, you're actually found, you know? And they were so cute. God, the kids were just amazing. Every single song was a banger. Like, kids were just, I made sure of that, you know? Like, the High Hope song, had to have high hopes for a leap. And what else did I do? Oh, I weaved in It's Raining Tacos, because the lunchboxes sing that song. One lunchbox pines for his home, because the dad used to put tacos every single day in his lunchbox, and he loves tacos. Anyways, that number really killed. And I had all these little umbrellas with, like, it looked like it was raining tacos, and the kids were doing movement. I mean, I have to say, I definitely was panicking a couple of weeks, even the beginning of the week before we performed. But they pulled it off. And then the last performance, which is what was the parents, I was like, you know what? They can handle it. I gave them a few notes, you know, of like, because, you know, you have to, as a director, you have to keep trying, but they're little, so I don't want to overwhelm them with notes. But, like, the water bottle scene was also one of my favorites, and the kid who was the lead in that was just, he killed it. His parents are, like, British, which I didn't know. And I was like, okay, can you, at the beginning of the song, can you say, I want you to drink more water? And then the song for the music, the music for I Want You to Want Me. And we changed the lyrics a little bit. I need you, I love you, love me, and I'm begging you to drink more water. It's very funny, very, very funny. It went well. The kids were amazing. My heart is full. And now I feel like I can direct anything after directing third graders. Yeah.
That's amazing. I'm so glad that it went well.
It was awesome. It was really, really awesome. You know, the only thing that made it hard was because I'm working full-time job as well, and I'm also doing the fourth grade musical, which we did auditions for last week, and I gave them their cast yesterday, cast list. And fourth grade's interesting because that's when they start to get a little more, they're growing up, you know, a little bit of puberty might be starting, I think, in that, and so they're a little pissy. Not pissy, that's not the right word. Subdued.
Gotcha.
Because the third graders were just, honest to God, joyful. And, you know, I can handle chaos. I don't totally mind it, you know, but the teachers really helped with the kids being wily and all. It's fun, though. We're doing a musical that already exists. It's called Geology Rocks, and the music is fine, but it also makes me think, Mike, I'm going to start writing the book, and I'm going to write a musical, and you're going to help me with the music. And it's just happening.
Awesome.
And we're going to make so much money. Because
let's do it.
I love kids. I love children's musicals. I really do. And I feel like you and I have, you know, because your dad directed so many of them. Side note, I work with a guy who, I swear to God, sounds just like your dad. And every time I talk to him, I'm like, oh my God,
that's
scary.
Funny.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird. Anyways, that's a side note. Lots of things happening in my life, but it's super fun. And Adam's co-directing with me because he's, you know, not working right now. And that's great, too. It's been kind of this wonderful rekindling of our, you know, we met in the theater. We fell in love while doing theater. And so it's pretty cute. It feels just like kind of old day, you know. And by the way, we had our first date. We're about on the April 20th, 25 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that wild?
Oh, that's when you met. Gotcha.
That's when we met. Yeah. Our first date.
So funny, because I think about, because I moved on like April 2nd or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when I left the Tri-Cities.
So funny, because basically I just replaced Mike with
You got a straight Mike.
Not a friend, more of like someone to distract me while he was gone. I was so depressed. But yes, he distract me, he did. So.
That's pretty wild. Wow, that's so bizarre to think that it was that long ago. Yeah, because I'm coming up to my 24th New York anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bizarre. Yeah, I haven't done it. So sorry, a few questions. Wait, yes. First of all, which grade is Amelia in?
Fourth. So she's in the class. Okay. Yeah, and so it was difficult. I had to tell her, this is my daughter. I had to tell her, listen, I'm not going to give you a lead because I just can't. And I know that's kind of sucks, but I don't want people to feel like, oh, whether or not she deserved it. So I said, next year it'll be a different director and you can whatever. But so she's fine. She loves her part, actually. She's singing a really cool song with another girl. So in my opinion, her song is awesome. You know, I kind of fall in love with every little part because I've done so many small roles in my life. I feel like you really have to make it, you know, make it your own. You can make it so good. You can come on stage, do your part, do a great job, make people laugh, whatever your job is for that story, and then leave. I love that. But, you know, it is funny. In the elementary age, it's like who has the most lines is the person. The people are very jealous of that. And I was like, you know, that's just silly. Also, you know, I had to cast with the teachers. They're the ones who sort of place the bigger roles because they're the ones who told me who they think could memorize lines well, who haven't gotten in trouble for, you know, who don't have behavioral issues. So these are things I had to take into account. It wasn't just, I didn't just cast like we're casting a movie. You know, I'm not just like, oh, that person's exactly right for the role, you know, whatever.
Right.
There was more to it. And so it's just interesting because I know a few of the kids, I heard rumblings that people were upset that a couple people who got parts last year got, but guess what? They're the ones who are going to memorize the line. There are lots, swaths of dialogue. So you have to trust the person that's going to do that, you know, so.
Yeah, it's funny looking back at, you know, doing high school theater, which
yeah.
is, you know, because in retrospect, like I look at, like the first thing that I ever did was a play called Up the Down Staircase, and I had a fairly small role. I only had a couple of lines, but there was something really fun about that. And then, of course, you know, it's hard then to be like, and then I usually played the lead after that.
Yeah.
And that was awesome because that's ego. Like it definitely makes you feel good of like, yeah. I got the lead. But it's if there's a way to impart to someone, especially at a young age, of like, no, it's really fun to like have a couple of lines to like get in there, make your mark, and then and get out, you know.
Yes, exactly. I could tell there were a few you know, they're one of my other favorite characters. They're the Ferns, so they play Ferns, but they're like shady, you know. Uh-huh. Their part is hilarious because they're pretending like they don't know what happened. They're like, what are you talking about? We don't know. So that part will get, once we practice, it's going to get the biggest laugh and they're going to yeah. enjoy that. But and I could tell after we did the read through yesterday, they felt they were a little bit better, but it was, I just put some of the kids who I thought would be, who could pull off a little sarcasm, a little, you know, acting, honestly. So I wish they understood that I did it, like chose them because I believe that they could do something that's harder than some of the other things. You know what I mean? But
sure,
it's not the
yeah.
biggest role. So yes, just to your point, yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Well, I'm trying to think of, because like, you know, we haven't spoken really in 2 weeks. A lot of little things have happened. No, it's totally fine. I kind of thought last week, like you were a little more optimistic of like, no, we'll figure it out. And I was like, we probably won't.
No.
But it's
yeah.
fine. Like you had so much happening last yeah. week. I'm trying to think of like anything like interesting. And I guess I did get caught in the rain pretty severely that it was.
Oh, no.
God, yeah, It was pretty bad. It was my friend Teresa's birthday, and you know, she doesn't even live in New York, but we were kind of texting in a group, and I was like, well, I'm going to have a piece of cake in your honor. And then, of course, as soon as I say that, I'm like, well, now I really want a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to take the train, and then I'll walk back up. Anyways, it ended up being a horrible idea. It was raining so hard that within like blocks, I was literally soaking from like the thigh down.
Oh my God,
like
Mike.
Just horribly, horribly wet. I was like, well, I'm not going to make it to get this cake. I'm just going to go like, and I'd already like purchased a ticket to see a movie. And I go and I'm like, I'm going to get a salad. I'm sitting there eating my salad, soaking wet, thinking I cannot sit in a movie theater for 2 hours. That would be a horrible, horrible choice. So I just canceled my ticket. I'm like, I'm just gonna go to the train. I'll just go home and take a shower. But I will say, like, on my 3-block walk to the train, there's a Whole Foods. And I was like, well, I'm just going to like wander into Whole Foods and see. And they legitimately had slices of cake from the bakery that I was going to go to on the Upper West Side in their little coffee shop.
Whoa.
I was like, well, I'm going to get my chocolate cake and, you know, send a toast to Teresa. And so that was just a little thing. I will also say, you, this is, I don't know, this is a weird thing to talk about maybe, but maybe just to say that, you know, we all have our moments of anxiety.
Yeah.
And I, you got me a gift card to REI for my birthday this last year. And you were like, go buy yourself some new running shoes. But I will admit, I had literally just bought new running shoes like the day before because I was going to go on a run on my birthday. But I was like, well, you know what I don't have that I really need are like good waterproof shoes.
Yeah.
And like, REI is going to sell those. And I'd kind of looked online and I was like, all right, I'm going to go in, I'll figure it out. So I maybe just shouldn't have gone on a Sunday, because I will say that I was in the REI on Houston Street on Sunday afternoon. It was so crowded.
Oh, no.
There were so many people that I did start to feel my heart just, like, elevate a little bit.
Oh, God.
And I was like, you know what? This is not worth, like, an anxiety moment. Just go, come back on another day. But I do think that I carried that with me into my shift a little bit, because I did have a moment where... My restaurant does like an all restaurant happy hour every day from 4:30 to 6:30.
Crazy.
And it's very stressful. And like the last 15 to 20 minutes of it is because everyone is panicked about not getting one more discounted drink, you know? Yeah. Yeah. It's a lot. So I literally at like 6:15 got a 7-top in my section. And I was like, okay, oh this is a gosh. Lot, but it's fine because everyone else was pretty much done. So I was like, it's okay. I can kind of focus on this. It'll be fine. So as I'm trying to like get this 7-top processed, 5 of my tables get up and leave and are replaced with a 4-top. No, 6 tables get up and leave. I got a 4-top, a 2-top. And because I'm in the tavern section, which is just like small tables, yeah. I got 4 single people all at the exact same time. And I'm...
What the hell are the hosts like doing?
Yeah, it not was not okay. great. It was not great doing on their part for sure. But I literally like was like, I can't do this. I cannot do this. And it's fine. People came in to like help. But it was definitely a moment of... I overreacted a little bit. I will say that.
Oh,
I may
no.
have gotten a little teary and a little shaky, and it was fine 20 minutes later. But in the moment, I was like, I'm losing my mind. Anyways, part of that is just like, everyone be nice. Be nice to your server. You don't know what they're going through.
It's true. And you don't know what idiot host sat them all the tables at once. That's just, you don't do that. You try to hold back. And if you do, then you take a drink order or something.
Yeah, it was a lot, but we got through it and it was okay. So, but that was my moment there.
Oh my God.
I feel like we have a lot to talk about even yes. past what our weeks were. And I know we only have limited time. So let's dive in. Do you have anything in particular you're digging this week? Cause I have like 4 things.
Okay. I have one thing because it's,
okay.
but it's an old thing, but I just discovered it and I'm really enjoying it. Have you watched Dairy Girls? It's on Netflix.
I have not watched that. I've heard a lot about
now,
it.
I have had to put the subtitles on, but it's really sure. funny. It's set in the 80s in like Ireland when all of the unrest was happening, and the characters are just funny. And you know me, I need a little something to laugh at. Oh, and I guess I also started the most recent season of Drag Race. I had to buy it.
Oh, okay.
That's why I All was right. like waiting to try and find out where I could watch it, but I had to buy it. And I'm enjoying it. Did you watch?
I have. Yeah, I'm all caught up.
So the first episode with the one drag queen who did the puppet, hilarious.
Yes.
I was dying.
Yes, good. Cue.
Second group, not as good. First group was amazingly professional, I thought. Second group, maybe. Anyways, I'm just in the beginning, but it does make me really happy to watch it.
I really have enjoyed this season. There is a character. I love that I just said a character.
Yeah.
There is a participant that I very, very, very much did not enjoy, who kind of grows on me, and we'll see what happens next. But I'll be curious as you keep watching it.
I'll have
you know,
to ask.
Like share your thoughts, and we'll talk more about it.
Right now, there's someone I think is really rude and doesn't need to be rude. They were in the second group. Do you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Is it the
yeah,
same
we're talking
one?
About the same person.
What a butthole! Like, come on, you don't have to be rude.
I had a lot of anger in those first few episodes. I had a lot of feelings in those first few.
It's like be a person.
Just unnecessary. Just unnecessary. Once again, I don't want to like tell you too much. Yeah. There's going to be a bit of, I'll use the word redemption. So,
okay.
But it was a tough journey in the beginning,
like,
for me.
Because whenever that happens on a reality type show or one of these shows, I'm like, is the producer like guiding them or do they just come on? Because there's a lot of bitchy people out there. Or do they just come on saying, I'm going to cause some drama. You know, I wonder.
Right. And I get it. Like, it's reality TV. Like, you do want there to be drama, but I just cannot deal with unnecessary bitchiness. Like, mm-hmm. I understand there's reading. I understand there's, like, teasing. But when it just feels unnecessarily mean,
yeah,
that's
I
where
agree.
I'm like, that's not enjoyable. And think about the rest of your career. Because I don't think that anyone
yes.
that on the show behaved that way goes on to a lot. No one wants to see that person later on.
Exactly. And it's like, it's a fine line in drag because yes, we do, you know, they're that jokey being mean and just like ragging on people. But if it's too mean, not okay. I'm with you. I know exactly who you're talking about and I feel the same way.
Because people bring up Bianca Del Rio as like, well, wasn't she kind of the bitch of her season? And I'm like, listen, she could read you for filth, but she was also like the sweetest, nicest, most helpful person
yeah.
at the same time.
Exactly.
So, yeah. We're on the same page. We're talking to the same person. Keep watching. Keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable season overall. So first of all, I have to say that I have now listened to Cowboy Carter many, many times.
Yay!
Yeah, I mean, it is for sure a work of genius. Like, it
Adam,
is...
too. He's been listening, and he was like, oh my God, she is amazing. I was like, I know.
It's an incredible journey, especially when you get to that last song and realize that you're hearing the first song, but in a different way. Like... it's incredible. Like, the craftsmanship is so good. I will say that, like, because I knew this was going to happen because the album is longer than a CD can be. So
ooh.
I was wondering when they released the CD how that was going to work. I know the CD and, like, the vinyl cuts a lot of, like, the little interstitials. Like, I think it cuts, like, the Willie Nelson moments
and
the Dolly Parton moment even is cut. It just goes right, which is fine. But they cut the song Yaya, which, like, for me, that song is so important.
Me?
Yeah. Like, it literally introduces the second act.
We want to welcome you to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter Act 2 in a rodeo chilling circuit. We're going to do what it do, Yaya. Put them hands together. We clapping.
So there are certain, like, they cut Flamenco, which I think is fine. I don't think that song is totally necessary. But I will say, anyone that bought the CD, like, do yourself a favor and at least listen to Ya Ya, because it's a very, to me, a very important
yeah.
moment in the album.
Yeah.
And I, the duet with her and Miley Cyrus, I think is so good.
I think that's
like,
my favorite.
Die, smoke out the window, flying down the 405.
Yeah.
You know what song I love so much? I love Alligator Tears.
Oh, I love Alligator Tears too.
I don't even necessarily know what it's about. Like, I examining the lyrics, I think it's about trying to please someone harder than you should. Like, I think that's what it is. I just love this. It sounds like Indigo Girls to me almost. It just has that, like, drive. So good.
Something about those tears of yours. How does it feel to be adored?
My new summer song is Bodyguard. It just has like
it's
that summer.
It's so enjoyable.
It's like,
yeah, yeah,
I'm
for sure.
I'm gonna be your bodyguard. I love it. I just
even love the ooh-wee.
Yeah.
Like just all of that stuff is so fun. Yeah, it's a super fun album.
The mosh pit line. She's like, I'm your best friend. I'll protect you in the mosh pit or whatever the line is.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I just love it. It's my summer song. Go on. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but I wanted to make
sure.
No,
it's so good. I could go on. I mean, like, so many good songs. But anyways, anyone that's leery about it and it worries about it being a long album, like, it's so worth the journey. It's so worth, like, putting it on and listening to the whole thing in a row. I will also say on the music front, so you must have watched the SNL with Kristen Wiig.
Yes.
So I had never heard of Ray, the musical guest.
Oh,
I didn't know anything about her.
Holy shit.
Literally in the middle of her second song, I had purchased the album. It's called My 20th Century Blues.
Wow.
It
She's
is
amazing.
So good. She is astonishing. Like, I don't know how I didn't know who she was. You know, she like broke the record for most nominations and wins at the Brit Awards. That she won like six Brit Awards last year. Yeah, like she won for Best Artist, Best Album, song, like it's a really solid album. It's wow. definitely worth checking out. Super like fun, upbeat, super dark. I believe that she is sober now, but a lot of the album is written from her past when she was not sober.
Okay.
Yeah. Really good though. I think it's such a great album. I also like have to just say the new season of Loot. Have you started watching this
no,
at all
not
with
yet.
Maya Rudolph?
Not yet.
It's so good. It's so
oh, good.
Good. It's just fun and it's, you know, 30 minutes and it's just not, some of them are even like 24 minutes. And it's just the cast is so solid and Maya Rudolph is so funny. I just love her so much.
Me too.
Yeah, so Loot is definitely worth checking out. And then I just a quick shout out to Amazing Race. Like Amazing Race is back again and I just always, it's always fun.
All right.
So there you go.
I love it.
Anyways, anything in particular you could do without this week?
Not really. I, you know, just sitting on my bum for all day long is not my favorite. So I do have a standing desk, but, you know, it's just different when you're used to moving around all day.
It's hard. On my days that are my, like, podcast days where I'm just in front of the computer for 6 hours, I'm like, how
you know?
Do people
exactly.
do this? So you just start to lose your mind. And I will add, because my could do without, computers just when they don't work, like, I literally was trying to open up, I had 99% finished an episode for Elise and I. Couldn't get it to open. Couldn't get the file to load. Basically lost all
no.
of the work I had done on it and had to re-edit it like that night because it was due that night. It was fine. Just like that. It's just the
oh
constant
God.
Of like when things aren't working and you just don't know. It is so very, very aggravating.
Mike, we need to get you a new computer. We had to buy one
maybe
because...
Just, when it works, it's fine.
Yeah.
Like, right now, everything's great. And, you know, recording stuff... Yeah, it's... I'm very torn as to what to do. So, we'll figure it out, though.
Yeah.
And then our topic... I'm so glad we
Yay!
Were texting last night. I was like, are you watching?
Yeah.
I'm watching. All right, let's talk about this. So, you think you can dance? Dance,
dance, dance. Dance. I'm so excited.
I have a lot of thoughts. I have a lot of feelings. I have
yeah.
a lot of opinions. We'll kind of get through. I don't know. So, immediately before I even start watching it, I'm like... Challenge number one, music videos. So I immediately
right.
was like, this is going to be different. And they kind of gave us the preamble.
Yeah.
And then I will say, like, we got into the group number. And that was, I was like, all right, this is comfort. This
yeah.
is where I'm happy. This is, I thought it was a super fun number that, like, kind of showcased everyone. I will say I went back and watched it a second time after
okay.
watching the whole episode, which I think is worth doing it. Because once you get to know the participants, it's kind of fun then to go back and be like, okay, this is what they were doing in this number. This is
yeah.
what it all was. It was a Luther Brown number.
Yeah.
To now I'm blanking on the Dua Lipa song. Don't tell no. What is that song called?
Oh my God, Mike. Amelia's been
if you don't believe that anyone could stop me.
I can't think of it because Amelia's been listening to Houdini on nonstop, so I can't think of any other song.
It's one of those songs I can never remember the name of it.
Don't
Start Now. Don't Start Now. It's kind of a strange title, but anyways, it was fun. I super, super enjoyed that number. And then we kind of immediately break them into two groups, and one is going to be doing a Luther Brown choreographed music video.
Right.
And I, like, Philip and Mackenzie Chabib, which I guess I didn't know that they were married. Philip was season 5, and Mackenzie was... That was not her last name in season 10, obviously. They weren't married. It was, like,
I don't remember her, but I remember him, because he was, like...
For sure.
He was amazing. And not that she wasn't,
yeah.
but he was just, like, so different. It was the first time we really saw, like, a poppin' locker go all the way, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, he did very well. I can't remember... I don't think he won, but I think
he
went...
But he was, like, in the top 3 or something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And, like, you know, we won't go into all the details, but it was fun watching the... I don't think we need any of the at-the-house stuff. Like, I think they're trying to make, like, a reality show work
yeah.
that isn't, like...
No.
I don't need to see them cooking breakfast. Like, this is what I keep going back to, because our friend
yeah.
Annabelle is also a huge fan of the show, and we were kind of discussing it. And I was like, what I'm trying to focus on is that I get any version of the show.
Right.
Like, would I rather it not exist, or would I rather have this version that isn't what I want it to be?
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to focus on that.
That's good, because of course you want it to exist, right?
Because I do want it to exist, because we are still seeing these I still totally cried, like, several
yeah.
times watching it. Like, I don't know why I get so emotional watching this show, but
yeah.
I think because it's so emotional for them. Like, you see these kids that are just, like, sort of pouring their souls out.
Yeah.
You know? And you still get the numbers. It's not the same, but we still got, like, the music videos felt, I guess the second one was more cut. The first one felt like we were really seeing a number.
Right. It felt more like original, So You Think You Can Dance. I was like a little bit like, Adam's like, I was like, the guy who does the ballroom kind of, sometimes he's awkward to watch. And Adam's like, who, you mean Ballroom Jesus? And I was like, yeah, Ballroom Jesus.
It is a little bit that. It also was just funny because he so stands out.
Yeah, and he's also like larger than everyone, right? Like,
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he looks like a different species.
Exactly, yeah.
But it was good. And you know, I trying really hard to like get everyone's name. We were having the conversation about Easton and Anthony and like me trying to like remember which brunette I called them a boy. I don't mean that in a diminutive way, but you know, they're younger guys. Yeah. And
well, definitely Easton's the tan one with like the probably filler in his lips, who he's so little. And I'm like, why put filler in your lips when you're so young? But it's fine, whatever. But the other one, Anthony, is a tiny bit taller and whiter.
Just, yes.
You know, it is what it is. But he has something special.
Which one?
Anthony. I think he has like some sort of a charisma inside of him that's like different than Easton.
For sure, but can I say what's so funny is that when I was first trying to write, like, descriptions, I wrote Easton, brunette boy, taller. And then later I was like, he's not taller, just for some reason in those first shots.
Tiny.
I think maybe it is something about, he's, oh, thumbs up. We just got a thumbs up somehow. I like it when it happens. I don't know I don't know how it works, but it happened again. Got a thumbs up. Yeah, and then, I don't know, I felt a little strange about the bottom four, and I guess I don't know if we want to be spoilery about it or if we want to assume people have already watched, but I feel like two that went home are probably the two that should have gone home. But can I just say, why are two going home? We only have a top 10.
Exactly.
Like, I feel like we're going to have like three episodes of the show this season.
I know. I don't understand what they're doing. And I'm just trying to trust and let it go because it's something different. But I agree with you. I miss the partners. I miss the different choreographers that come in and like work with them. I'm trying to trust you So You Think You Can Dance. But you know, one thing I will admit, JoJo Siwa's, she's great. She's fine in this episode.
I did. Yeah. I did, in fact, enjoy her. I thought that she did a very good job. I had some issues with certain things the judges said, but I think only because it is a show that has given criticism while remaining positive. There just felt certain moments of like, I guess what I wanted someone to say was, no one's going home tonight because they did a bad job.
Right.
People are going home tonight because someone has to go home and we only had a top 10. You were all insanely fantastic dancers, but we have to send two people home for some reason. So these are the two that are going to go. And once again, while I agreed with it, and I will say this is, I guess, a little bit of a spoiler, Braylon was dancing like, I am not fucking going home this week.
I know. And he was like sobbing solo, at the end. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, he was like, nope, not going to happen. I am not going home. And they're all so impressive. Yeah, yeah. It's going to be tough having such a small group, I feel like.
I can't
like.
Believe they got rid of two. I was shocked.
Yeah, that felt really strange to me. Also, I don't know. I guess this goes back to us not really needing the behind the scenes. I'm sort of like, why are they living in these houses? Why do we have a girl's house and a guy's house? Not that I think they should all live. I don't know. There are certain aspects that were very strange to me that I was like, I feel like we're focusing on things that we don't need to care about. And it's losing some of what we could be showing of who these performers are.
I mean, I agree. I agree with you.
I'm still there. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really care. I'm like, let them rest. Let them go and have some off time. I'm sure that they do, but let them rest.
So I'm in it. I mean, obviously I'm gonna watch this season. We'll keep talking about it and we'll try to not be too spoilery, but
yeah. But watch it. Stay up to date.
I overall enjoyed it. And even I will even say like JoJo's first appearance, because I thought it was fun how the three judges came out and danced as part of the opening. And JoJo, she can spin. She was like, boom, 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 boom.
That was incredible. Like,
okay. All right. Good job there, JoJo. You are a dancer. I will not forget that from now on.
She's like, don't you forget it. No, I thought it was great, too.
And then, I don't know, do you have anything random for us? I do have some random stuff to talk about.
No, give me some random stuff.
My random thing is that I, in a little over an hour, am going to an eye appointment to get new glasses, hopefully. I made an appointment at the Warby Parker.
Oh, yay!
That's not too far from me. It's not too expensive. I'm going to get at least one pair of glasses. My glasses broke. And it's not horrible, but there's like a little crack in the bottom of one of the, like the part that holds the lens in. So like I can like, as long as I'm sitting, everything's fine. But if I do anything, it just like falls out.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, it's... Which makes me kind of sad because I'm like, I feel like I haven't had these glasses for that long. But then you know what I was thinking about? Do you you were with me when I got these glasses.
Oh my God.
We went to a place. My mom had gotten me like a Groupon.
Yep.
For a cheap pair of glasses at whatever random place we went to down on like 23rd or yeah. 4th, something like that. And you and I went together and picked out these glasses. I was like, oh, Mike, that would have been quite a while ago.
Yeah.
You and Vanya went and picked out glasses downtown.
I know. I haven't lived in New York for 7 years now. Yeah. Oh, man. Can you believe it's been that long? I can't believe it's been that long.
I know. That feels very bizarre. So, yeah. That's my random thing.
Funny.
I'm going to go get my eyes examined and get some glasses to replace the ones that we went and got together all those years ago.
Can I ask a question? Are you going to be able to get your license?
So what's really funny about that is I literally finally got the thing in the mail that's like, okay, your license is no longer valid for driving. But all I have to do is go into a DMV and get an eye exam. Like, that's literally all that it takes. They're like, and when you do that, it'll take 3 to 4 days for it to go. I just need to, like, make the time. And you know what? The DMV on 34th Street is right across from where I want to go get another set of guitar strings for my other guitar. So I just need to make a day and just go to 34th Street, check in. Because I only use my license. I don't drive at all. I just don't want to then, like, lose the ability to use it as a driver's license.
Yeah, you should have it.
So, yeah.
Sure.
That's a very good point. I need to do both of those things. So, and maybe I'll even bring it up because there's maybe even a way that like they can submit it when I go and get, because that was the whole thing,
right?
Was that it was supposed to have been submitted by my old, like, what is it, optometrist?
Yeah.
And then instead they turned into a Christmas store,
right.
And I never saw any of them again.
They filed for chapter 11.
Yeah, they ghosted on me. And the lady that said she would spend all day submitting it clearly did not go through with it. So,
Oh my God. Yeah,
that's a good point. I'll try to get that taken care of.
Oh, I'm so glad that we got to talk, Mike. Thank you for
your patience
with me. I've been so busy.
For sure.
But I love you.
Yeah. So next week is also kind of strange because I have family in town all weekend.
Yay!
But they leave on Wednesday morning, so maybe we'll try to record on Wednesday. We'll see how it goes.
It's
so
okay.
I will once again, if this will end by saying we'll be back next week. There's a percentage chance that we will or will not, but we'll try to make it work.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Sounds all great.
Right.
All right.
All right. Love you.
I love you back.
All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to Mike and Vanya Can't Not. Episodes arrive on Thursday, so don't forget to subscribe if you want to be a part of this journey. Mike Jensen, that's me, is also the co-creator and co-host of We Couldn't Help But Wonder, A Journey Through Sex and the City, alongside Elise Castle. You can also follow him, me, at MikeJensen77. Vanya Arslanian is the co-creator and co-host of Rom Crime with Avrin and Vanya, alongside Avrin Mackey. Follow them at Rom Crime. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Mike and Vanya Can't Not with a whole lot of underscores, and email us at MikeandVanyaCan'tNot@gmail. We're also on Twitter. Why? No one knows. But you can follow us there at Mike and Vanya. We'll be back next week.
Someone screaming at your house? What's happening?
It's just a door. It's a door. Very slowly a door going.
Is there someone being tortured? But anywho.